arm's-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, originating from Manhattan, the Hard Asset Investment Conference. Chatting right now with Gail Simpson. We're talking about two of Yale's companies, Exeter Resources and Extore Gold. Interest of full disclosure, Big Al's got to say a couple of things. I'm a shareholder in both the companies, okay? I purchased those shares through the Encompass Fund in San Francisco. My buddy Marshall Barrell and his co-portfolio manager, Malcolm Gisson, a couple of very, very good guys. That fund, by the way, has performed very, very well. Exeter is also a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want information about either company, Exeter or Extore, simply click on their banners on our website. Last but not least, Yale and his lovely wife, Donna, are close personal friends of Kathy's and mine. You can't get much more dependent than that. Let's talk about Exeter first. What's going on there?
I think probably everybody knows the profile of Exeter, wouldn't they? But just a quick recap, you know, it's this big porphyry. It's 19.3 million ounces of gold and 4.6 billion pounds of copper. I think we've spent about $17 million on the project. We put out two pre-feasibility studies, one last summer, January 17th. So we've shown how that project could be built. We've shown that it can produce, the big study, 700,000 ounces of gold a year for 19 years, 200 million pounds of copper, et cetera. But I think probably most important, given where the world is in terms of credit access and what have you, we also showed that we could build that project a lot smaller and build it and produce 200,000 ounces of gold a year. A much different profile of a project. So what are we doing today? Oh, we're doing what we call optimization. We're actually drilling for water as well on a site north of Kispiche in Chile. As you know, Chile is short of water.
Chile is short of water.
If you found a lot of water in Chile, it might be worth more than gold is right now.
So, I don't know about that, but okay.
No, just in terms of strategic,
asset,
water in Chile is strategic. We've been trying to find our own. Rather than buying our company, try to find your own.
Sure.
On that front, we're drilling for water. We just finished some other drilling on metallurgical holes and all that. So what we're doing is, because we have $60+ million, we're using that money quite judiciously, right?
Oh, yeah.
To add value to the project. We haven't committed to building anything at this point in time. That isn't a decision we're ready for, which is probably just as well, given these markets, pretty rocking and rolling here.
Right.
So our view is continue to de-risk it. Don't spend all your money. We've got to be in a position where if we had to sit on this asset for 10 years, sit on this asset.
You can do it.
You can do it in Chile. By the way, in some of the jurisdictions, you can't.
Right.
You can't.
There's been some criticism of late pointed towards Exeter, and the criticism seems to stem from the question of why hasn't anybody JV'd that? Why hasn't anybody tried to buy them out? Now, that's a fairly vocal piece of criticism that's out there. How would you respond to that?
The first one is easier to answer. Why haven't we JV'd it? What I mean, joint ventured it to somebody, kept a participating interest, and let somebody else spend the money. We've never offered it to anybody in the country. That hasn't been part of our business plan.
Okay.
Could it be? Yes.
Is it today? No.
It hasn't been. Okay. So then the other thing is, why hasn't somebody taken you over? Now that's a really difficult question, because there's a lot of process there, and we've said for some time there are certain major companies who have access to all of our data on a confidential basis. They have agreed not to make a hostile run on the company, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not going there. If you say from a generic point of view, how come something hasn't happened? Because we've been very careful in that process to say, what is the project really worth, and where do you optimize the value? And we've all often said, when these projects are engineered, they're worth the most money. The companies that make the most money on them, whether you're Ross Beeny and his copper deals or what have you, is you do all your engineering, then you wait for the markets to align in the right space, and when they do, they're worth a fortune. In this scenario, we're a bit unlucky. We got to a position where we've got an engineering document that came out in January, but since January, the markets have been heading generally south.
Yep.
So we got one duck in a row, and I don't control the capital markets. Okay. So, you know, if they both align, there you go. So we're in a situation where the cycle is kind of moving against us. But we'd always said, and we said to any potential suitor, we want to get this engineering out there because on historical transaction basis, that's when you got the most money. We have had over a dozen companies under confidentiality provisions looking at this project. There's no shortage of lookers. Okay? So that's kind of where we're at.
Let's go a little farther east. Let's go down to Patagonia, where the Cerro Moro project is. What exactly is going on right now with the Cerro Moro is the flagship asset of Xtori Gold. What exactly is going on down there now? Why do you think it's a good property, first of all?
Well, you know, it's always, again, there's one that's really great. April the 2nd, we put out economics on that. Where are we at? I mean, you know, it's 1.4 million ounces in indicated category, another million ounces in inferred category. The on-site activities, if you go down there, you'll see four rigs operating, two of them on engineering, two of them on exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, last year we added a million ounces to the
game. Right, right.
Is there another million ounces out there? But we believe so. So we still have that active program going. The in Argentina, with respect to the mine development type activities, we haven't made any decision yet to mine it. We're not quite ready to make that decision. Are we getting closer to being ready? Yes. Okay. What's interesting in that study we put out on April the 2nd, it modeled producing 248,000 ounces of gold equivalent a year at a cost of about $270 million. That was a sensational result.
You bet.
Very high rate of return. I think internal rate of return, 63%. You know, way one of the highest margin projects out there. Some things in Argentina conspired against us with respect to the nationalization as a YPF. Some people have taken a view, well, that's going to happen to mining companies. And yet, all the existing producers have all been in total denial mode that that's on the agenda, whether you talk to any of them, from Goldcorp on, total denial mode. And it's easy for them to deny it. If I deny it, people may or may not believe me. Well, talk to Goldcorp, what their view is on Argentina.
You know, you know, what I find to be interesting about some of the comments that are coming in on Argentina, you know, you had a situation where a Spanish company, if I'm not mistaken, was nationalized. Yeah, it was nationalized. Energy industry, the rationale behind that was that the offshore company did not live up to its agreements with the Argentinian government. I'm not an expert on that, but I know the one geologist in this business who I really, really respect, okay, is a guy named Brent Cook. And Brent has spent a lot of time in Argentina, and Brent has told me over and over again, Argentina is not a bad place to be. You need to be cognizant of the state, if I'm not mistaken, regulations, okay? But in general, on a national level, Argentina is a pretty darn good place to be, particularly Patagonia. You know why? Because you don't have any environmental issues down there, and that's very important. Okay, interest of full disclosure again. Remember, I'm a shareholder here. Got to be aware of that. Remember, this is not investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I'm not telling you to buy the stock. I'm not telling you to sell it. I'm telling you I own it, and I have no intention of selling it. If you want more information on either company, click on their banners on our website. The one thing I can vouch for, Gail Simpson is an honorable, well-educated man in this industry. We're going to be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. The entire program is originating from the East Coast. We are at the Hard Asset Conference right now, right off of Times Square in New York. I'm chatting with my friend Bill Howell. Bill is the president of a company called Ripatch. Gold. Have to say a couple of things in the interest of full disclosure. Big Al bought stock in Rye Patch a while ago out of the open market, point number one. Point number two, Rye Patch is a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want to get more information on the company, just click on the banner. I like these guys a lot. Why do I like these guys a lot? Purely and simply because of their properties in Nevada, number one, and number two, because of their staff. Bill and his partner truly know what they're doing, and they know how to hire the support staff that they need that truly knows what they are doing. Bill, let's start out. Talk a little bit, if you would, about your properties in the state of Nevada.
Yeah, thanks, Al. Thanks for having me on. The company has seven projects located in Nevada. In fact, it does business only in the state of Nevada. And we're trying to build two trend scale opportunities. The first is our Oriana trend, and I'd like to say that's kind of where our bird in hand is. That's where all of our resources are. We've got 1.2 million ounces of measured and indicated and 2.7 million ounces of inferred, all of gold and gold equivalent. And we just recently acquired another property called the Rochester property along the trend, which is in and around most of Coeur d'Alene mines operating Rochester mines. So there we've acquired additional ounces that are not 43-101 at this time, but we're working on that. And then in addition, we're providing some updates for our Wilco and Lincoln Hill properties, which are immediately adjacent to the Rochester mine.
You know, what really drew me to the company, Bill, is first and foremost the management team, as I mentioned earlier. Give us a little bit about your background and your partner's background, would you?
Sure. Both Joe and I have been actively involved in the mining industry for the last 25 to 30 years. Joe had a junior company called Nevada Pacific. It was purchased by Rob McEwen back in 2005.
Nevada Pacific was a real success story, yeah.
Yeah, it was, and that was purchased outright by McEwen as part of his Nevada consolidation strategy. I came out of Placer Dome. Placer Dome, as you know, was acquired back in late 2005. By Barrick Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and I had a business relationship between Placer and Nevada Pacific. That's how we met. Both of us were out of a job at the end of 2005, and we formed Rye Patch Gold in April of 2006.
Interesting situation. Now, in terms of the properties in Nevada themselves, one of the things that should draw people, in my mind, and this is not investment advice, but that should draw you to Nevada, really, is the fact that of all of the states, including Alaska, the best governmental support, the friendliest state from an environmental standpoint, definitely Nevada.
No doubt about it. I like to think there are five quality drivers to an economic deposit. You know, one is obviously jurisdiction. Nevada's a good jurisdiction. The other one is infrastructure, and Nevada has all the mining infrastructure you could ever wish for. You know, the other things really revolve around the deposit itself, which are geometry, grade, and metallurgy. But really, infrastructure in Nevada is key. You know, at our Oriana Trend projects and our Cortez Trend projects, we've got people, power, and water really close to those areas, and that makes it a lot easier to build in the mine.
Let's talk a little bit about capital. You know, we've talked about the asset. We've talked about the people. We know the people have the ability to raise money, which in addition to being technically competent is very, very important. But let's talk about your capital on hand right now, Bill.
Right. We started 2012 with $7 million in the bank. We've got a $5 million program, which is really broken down to $3 million on the Oriana trend and $2 million along the Cortez trend. In addition to that, Al, as you know, because of our acquisition of the Rochester property, we're in a lawsuit with Coeur d'Alene Mines Corporation. So we've dedicated a $500,000 to that legal dispute, and that should leave us a cushion of about $1.5 million going into the end.
Tell you, that's a lot more solid than many, many other companies in this particular sector right now. Plans for 2012, more drilling, and more drilling.
More drilling. We're currently drilling at the Rochester property. We're updating resources at Wilco and Lincoln Hill that'll come out in Q2. We've got a new area that we identified at Gold Ridge, which will come out at sometime in the second half of 2012. And then on our Cortez properties, no resources yet, but a very good neighborhood. We're immediately adjacent to Barrick Gold's brand-new discoveries at Red Hill and Gold Rush, and we plan to spend $1 million on each one of those properties starting to get past the cap.
It's going to be a really exciting year. Let's change horses a little bit here. Change wagons, I guess, is a better way to put it. Let's talk a little bit about what Bill Howell thinks about the future for gold and silver. You know, I was on a show this morning The host of the program couldn't believe that I was continue to be bullish on gold and silver. I told him, I said, I can't believe that you're not, you know, please explain to me why you're not bullish. You know, and I got his reasoning, and as listeners to this show are aware, I'll talk to anybody and I'll listen to anybody. I don't think I'm the prettiest baby in the nursery by any stretch of the imagination. But from an industry standpoint, Bill, what do you think?
You know, gold is money. There's no doubt about it. And if you look at the underlying fundamentals of gold, nothing has really changed. Right now, we're going through a period where the dollar is strong because we're the best, worst house in the neighborhood, right? But eventually people are going to come back and have another look at gold and silver. And I think we're setting ourselves up for a giant rally.
I don't see how they can avoid it, Bill. And the reason I say that is on Monday there started to be some real trepidation in the European markets because of the potential action of Greece going back to the drachma. I was asked on the show also, you know, what I thought about that, how that would impact gold. I think that if that happens, and my guess is it probably will, but if that happens, more attention is going to be drawn to gold, number one, because the gold sector right now is minuscule in terms of the entire financial sector. Okay, having said that, I think that minusculeness is going to increase because people are going to realize, you know, here's the currency. Here's a major currency that's in big trouble. Now they're going, you know, they'll go to the U.S. dollar. That's the obvious place to go. The U.S. dollar is going to be in big trouble. I have to tell you, I can't believe that anybody couldn't be bullish on gold right now, Bill.
Well, you know, forget Greece. What about California? Break up one.
$10 billion in a deficit. Amazing. You know, and the governor says we have to make some changes. And a lot of his constituents, they're not going to stand for it. How stupid is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Makes
how do you not know that you're $9 billion more in the hole than you thought?
Absolutely amazing to me. You know, and then on top of that, the gentleman who was just voted in France, you know, devout socialist. It's a very rich devout socialist, I have to say. But, you know, I don't understand psychology, Bill. I don't understand why people don't get it. If you don't have the money, you can't spend it. And what's going to happen? They're going to go to gold. And you guys are going to be in the catbird seat.
I think so. I mean, I think people will start seeing the junior sector as a kind of a cradle of wealth and getting back into the sector. And, you know, now, since it's so depressed, might not be a bad time.
I don't think it'd be a bad place to go at all right now. Let's take 20 seconds here. Do me a favor. How can people find out more, aside from going to our site, how can they find out more about Rye Patch?
Yeah, go to the internet and type in www.ryepatchgold.com. That'll take you to our website. There's full disclosure there, and you can see the projects and pictures and get an idea of what Rye Patch is all about.
There you go. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back from the New York Heart Asset Conference. I had a couple of very interesting conversations back there that I thought might be of value to you. I'm going to start out here with my buddy Ron Hera, talk a little bit about what he sees in the market.
As most of you regular listeners are probably aware, the little blonde lady and I are on our way down to Washington, D.C. We're going to be spending some time with a friend of ours, and that friend is Ron Paul, as Ron Hera has it, as Ron has a sticker on his suit. Going to spend a day and a half or so with Jeff Deist and Paula, his wife, and hopefully the congressman will have an hour or two for us also. I'm looking forward to that. I have been chatting with Ron about the concept of taking a red pill and a blue pill and the implications of that. Very, very germane to my upcoming visit down to Washington, D.C. Talk about the red pill and the blue pill first, and then I'll tell you why it's germane to our trip.
Well, if you've seen the 1998 film The Matrix, the protagonist,
yes,
Neo, meets with a character, Morpheus, who offers him a choice of a blue pill or a red pill. If he takes the blue pill, he believes whatever he wants to believe, which means in the context of the film that he stays in a computer-generated dream world.
Correct.
And we're in a computer-generated dream world right now in terms of what's happening in the financial markets.
I agree.
If he takes the red pill, then he experiences reality as it actually is, which is obviously a much less happy scenario.
Much less happy. You know, I did a couple of TV spots yesterday, and then I did another one Tuesday evening. And the one that I found, well, they were all interesting and they were all a lot of fun. But the one that was very, very interesting was the first one that I did, because we talked a little bit about politics. And the host basically was not a fan of the president. He was also not a fan of Mitt Romney. He said, I can't vote for either one. And he thought that our mutual friend, Congressman Paul, was a quote-unquote nutcase, okay? So I said, well, that's really great, but it sounds to me like, you know, you got a real problem. What are you going to do? And he said, well, for the first time in my life, I may not vote. And I said, what's that going to accomplish? What do you think?
The size of government is disproportionate to the size of the economy right now.
Absolutely.
And I think that we're on an unsustainable course in terms of deficit spending. I think that if interest rates increase, we'll face a fiscal crisis sooner rather than later. And I think that if there's any chance of reducing that size of government, of taking the pain in the short term and having the economy back on a sound footing, then that would mean cutting expenses and cutting the size of government down and allowing the free market to work, allowing the economy to recover, less encumbered by taxes, less encumbered by government. Now, that will be painful and disruptive in the short term.
Well, but Mitt Romney says it's not painful. He said, we'll just do it by attrition.
Well,
that makes about as much common sense as going outside New York City right now in a swimming suit when it's pouring down rain and it's probably 45 degrees.
I think the important thing about Romney's strategy is that it will have no effect whatsoever during his term as president.
We're obviously caught between a rock and a hard spot right now. There's no question about it. We don't seem to have a rational direction from the government. Would you agree with that?
Romney's a status quo candidate. At the end of the day, Romney represents the entrenched bureaucracy. He represents the same special interests, virtually the same, not exactly the same, but also special interests. So I don't really see how Romney's going to make any fundamental change in direction. I mean, right now, the Congress has taken the blue pill.
Yeah, the Congress has taken the blue pill. Bet you they have an unlimited refill for that baby because, you know, what's happening just doesn't make any sense. Okay, Ron's got a great newsletter. His organization is called Hera Research, LLC. Talk about your newsletter.
Well, I cover natural resource stocks.
Yep.
Break them down by the resource types. I look for resources that are rising in value because of supply and demand fundamentals. Right now, I'm focused very much on precious metals because they're depressed in price.
You bet.
And I expect that they will recover and also that demand remains strong. In fact, central banks are buying gold, for example. Investment demand remains strong for silver. So I think that's those producers are very attractive right now. I then break down the companies by their life cycle stage. So they go from basically exploration to pre-production and then to junior producer, mid-tier, and major producer. And that reflects an asset allocation strategy across life cycle stages. Right now what I'm doing is moving uphill, so to speak, into more mature companies. As the market has declined, I've basically taken profits and gotten rid of more speculative companies and put cash into companies that have strong balance sheets, that have strong cash flow.
You invest in the companies that you cover primarily, and if I'm not mistaken, your newsletter is disclosed totally arm's length from the companies. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. So
that's
what
important.
I'm publishing is my own portfolio. So
right.
It's my own research for my investments. I'm an investor first, a newsletter writer second. So I have my own portfolio. I publish all my portfolio changes, and the newsletter is entirely funded by subscribers. So might be a little more expensive than some of the other newsletters, but there's no corporate sponsors, and although a lot of guys do a good job with that, I think it helps me to be more objective.
There you have it from Ron Hera, Hera Research. Ron is a regular guest on our program. He'll be on again in the near future. Ron, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Laura Stein, the bell of the mining industry, introduced us to a very, very interesting company called Gold Standard. Jonathan Ott is going to give you a brief introduction to it. Interest of full disclosure, Big Al owns no shares in this company, and they are not a sponsor on our site. That's not to say that we don't like it.
Okay, Big Al is chatting with Jonathan Odd. Let me tell you a little bit about Jonathan. Jonathan was introduced to me by the bell of the mining industry, Laura Stein, a very, very close friend of our families. Okay, Laura has been talking about Jonathan's company for quite some time now. The company is Gold Standard. Gold Standard has performed, I guess I should say, very, very well since it came out of the chute. My buddy Trader Raj covers Gold Standard in his newsletter. It's a situation that I think is very, very interesting. In the interest of full disclosure, I need to say a couple of things here. First of all, at this moment in time, I'm not an investor in Gold Standard. If that changes in the future, I'll give my standard 3 days notice. Also, Gold Standard is not a sponsor on our website. What does all of this mean? It means I can ask any question I want and don't even have to worry about it. Jonathan, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
A little bit about your background.
I was at Wolverton Securities as a retail broker and a prop trader, and the last 7 years I've been on this side of the market, and put this company together in 2009, took it public in 2010, and here we are.
And here we are. Okay, Gold Standard is centered around Nevada. You've got some very, very, I would have to say, influential colleagues. Talk a little bit about them, if you would.
Well, the project we acquired is in the southern portion of the Carlin Trend. It's a large district-scale opportunity that was a privately held asset for the better part of 35 years. We were able to acquire it and essentially remove most of the royalties that prevented larger companies from owning the asset. Dave Matheson is head of exploration for Gold Standard. Dave was the head of exploration for Newmont during the 90s, very successful ore finder. Albert Friedberg is a 19.9% shareholder in Gold Standard. Albert was created the number one hedge fund manager in the world last year. He is sort of the smaller version of Warren Buffett, but in Canada. He's been a very supportive shareholder. We feel we have a great technical team, great board, and a phenomenal board of advisors. And yes, Laura Stein is Gold Standard's secret weapon.
Very definitely the secret weapon. All right, let's talk about the projects in Nevada.
The Carlin Trend is comprised of four windows, four big domes or intrusives. Each one of these domes or intrusives is essentially a large mineral endowment. You've got the Richmond Dome, which is Gold Strike. That's Barrick's flagship mine. You've got Maggie Creek, which is Gold Quarry. Moving further south down the Carlin Trend, you've got Rain, which most is controlled and owned by Newmont. And then Gold Standard has the fourth window. This is an opportunity to have mineralization essentially underneath your feet or a few hundred feet down. We have control of most of the district. It's now at almost 30 square miles. And we started drilling in 2010. We announced our discovery in January of 2011. And that allowed us to bring on Albert Friedberg as a strategic partner. We've had a few pretty good holes that we've announced this year that have caught the eyes of the market. And we're just trying to expand on the discovery and see where that leads us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't answer!
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game
plan. Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Portland Economics Report. This particular audio, as most of the audios this week, is coming from the Hard Asset Conference. Chatting right now with Lawrence Ralston. We're going to talk a little bit about the buying opportunities that exist today. Let me give you a bit of an introduction. I was on a couple of TV shows yesterday, and I was talking about what I felt was a great time to buy resource companies. And one of the hosts was rather adamantly against everything I was saying. He's thinking that this is a bad time to get involved in the resource sector. He was giving reasons for it. I mentioned the fact that our particular portfolio is up probably about 15% right now. He was extolling the virtues of treasuries. I kind of looked at him like he was crazy, which I think he was. I personally believe that right now is a great time to be delving into some of the resource companies that are in the exploration sector or in the, let's say, in the beginning developmental stages. Now, do I suggest putting all of our money into that or all of your money into that? I'm not telling you what to do. Remember, this isn't investment advice. I just talk about what I do. Are we putting all of our capital in that? Absolutely not. But we are putting a certain amount of our capital in it, and I'm very, very comfortable there. Variety of reasons that we've talked about on this program before, but let's hear it from somebody else, because remember, my philosophy is you want to get all the information you can, all the different opinions that you can, and then take all those opinions and make up your own mind. Let's see what Lawrence Ralston has to say about this.
Well, Al, I agree with you totally. This is a tremendous time to be investing in these companies. The only question in my mind is, will there be an even better buying opportunity in the coming weeks and months?
Does it matter?
Well, and that's exactly it. You know, I think there's a possibility that some of the share prices are going to get even cheaper over the coming weeks and months. And in fact, you know, take a broad perspective on it. Probably, you know, a large number of the companies in this sector are probably still overvalued. You know, companies that don't have an asset, that don't have any cash, that have mediocre management.
I'll bet you don't invest in those kind of companies.
Well, exactly. And if I did, I'd be selling them at this time,
exactly.
Which is exactly what people are doing. So the indexes, the averages, might continue to go down for some time yet. But the higher quality companies are trading at irrationally low values at this time. And it's totally unsustainable. And, you know, in the talks that I've given here at the conference, I've pointed out a couple of things that I think are very, very important indicators. And one of these is a chart that's prepared by one of the leading brokerage firms that shows the ratio of price to net asset value for the gold companies compared to the gold price. And without getting into, I hope most people can understand the drift of this, but what it means to say is that gold companies were trading at a premium of about 1.5 to 2 times net asset value 2, 3, 4 years ago. Today, those same companies are trading at 0.75 times net asset value. In other words, whether or not gold is in vogue at the moment, these companies are trading at less than their ability to generate profits. They're trading at a discount to their profit-generating ability. So that's totally unsustainable. They've got to come back to their NAV at some point.
One would think.
They will. I mean, people are bailing out of gold, but there's other people in other sectors that are going to look at these companies and say, this thing can generate profits. It deserves a higher price. Now, another very important measure is the major mining companies at this time are sitting on $100 billion of cash. Never in history has there been that much cash in the mining sector, and that cash is looking for a home. Last year, there was $149 billion of merger and acquisition activity in the mining sector in the course of last year. That was double the level of 2 years before, and this year is shaping up to be an even better year. The majors have cash. They want to replace reserves. They want to expand their mines. They're looking to the juniors to buy these deposits. And let me throw out an anecdotal bit of evidence. One of the companies that we're following has a 5-million-ounce gold deposit, reasonably good deposit, in a good jurisdiction. The company has a market value of about $200 million. The company has $205 million of cash in the bank. It's trading at a discount to the value of its cash, and it has a 5-million-ounce gold deposit. Clearly oversold. And there's examples all through the industry like that of good quality companies that are grossly oversold as the bad companies are being dumped along with the good companies. You've got to be selective. It might be months before we get to a point where the industry increases, where we have the media talking about a recovery having taken place in the mining industry. We're probably months away from that. But these companies with good assets, good management teams, with cash in the bank, that are trading at that kind of a discount, those companies are going to start to rebound now.
But I think an interesting point, I was in Chicago, speaking at the Chicago Resource Expo here 2-3 weeks ago, and the basic agenda at this particular conference is a panel where the panel is open to questions from the audience, okay, and a couple of my fellow panel members said that they felt that today is a very, very bad time to be investing in the resource sector. They were talking about the huge number of companies that really didn't even belong, in the public arena, et cetera. They were very bearish, and they were saying, we don't expect this sector to come back until at least this fall. Now, I have to tell you, I personally, from my past experience, don't agree with that. I think that now is the time to be picking up companies that you have researched yourself, that you've gotten other people's opinions on. It doesn't matter if you get them at the bottom or where you get them. I mean, sure, it matters where you get them, but if you don't pick the absolute bottom, that's okay. They're so low right now, there's got to be buying opportunities.
Well, there's absolutely buying opportunities. And Al, I want to come back to a point you made there, which is incredibly important, and that is you've got to be selective. Definitely, and that's the point I made a moment ago. There's a lot of companies that don't deserve to be in the public arena at all and certainly don't deserve to be having the valuations that we see now. Some of these companies are going to continue to decrease in value in the coming weeks and months. But other companies that have good assets and good management are going to be appreciating. And those companies are going to start to appreciate now. And I don't think there's a lot of downside risk on those kind of quality companies. And back to the other comment you made, I mean, about the right time to invest, the people that are saying that now is not the time to invest are probably the same people that were saying that you should be investing in gold when gold was closing in on an all-time record high, middle of last year, as gold was approaching $1,900 an ounce. The media was all over gold.
Mm-hmm.
You heard buy gold from every side.
Yes, you did.
As it was closing in on the all-time record high. Now it's dropped by 15%, and people don't want to touch it. Just look at a long-term gold price chart, the 10-year chart. You'll see it spikes up,
and it pulls back. And then after it consolidates, it goes back up and it's continued an uptrend. In the last decade, the gold price has appreciated sixfold, and it has done that in fits and starts. Right now, we're at the bottom of a pullback. This is the time to be getting in, not after it's had the big run and the media's all over it.
Nobody is able to pick the absolute bottom except somebody who is absolutely full of blind luck. No question about that. Sure, there's people who are going to pick off stocks at their lowest prices, but those people are few and far between. Lawrence, the only thing that I see that could jeopardize the resource sector coming back with a vengeance is if we should have, for example, major economic turmoil. I mean, the economic conditions right now are as bad as I've ever seen them in my lifetime. But, you know, people are on record as saying this is the worst that we've ever seen conditions since the Depression, okay? I would maintain that the only thing that could keep the market from coming back sooner rather than later, that segment of the market that we're talking about, is if, in fact, the sky falls down and the U.S. economy and the European economy falls literally off a cliff, gets even worse than it is right now. I think we're going to muddle around for a while before that happens.
Well, Al, let's look at this objectively. The U.S. economy, people are still, you know, really depressed about the U.S. economy. It's not recovering as fast as people would like, but it is recovering. We're seeing positive growth. Europe is certainly front and center in the headlines of negative financial or economic news these days. But again, we need to look objectively at this. There's concern about Greece defaulting on the bonds and even pulling out of the euro. Now, let's bear in mind that 70% of the value of the Greek bonds has already been written off. So to lose the other 30% of the value of the Greek bonds, is that going to create a financial disaster? I don't think so.
Psychological disaster, possibly. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. A week at the Hard Asset Conference in New York. Hope you enjoyed the show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.